Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, it is defending Badger Midget champion, Chase McDermott. Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm here. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Chase. Good. You know, I've always wondered, you know, I was just saying to my wife a couple months ago, you know, that's one thing I haven't had. I haven't had a real, like, tickle in my throat while I've been on the radio. Well, just so happened, I had it when you came on the line. So, but Chase McDermott from
everything.
This is true. From Springfield, Illinois. And, of course, Springfield, Illinois, known for drivers like Donnie Beachler and I think Chuck Wyatt was from there. And have you been involved with racing all your life?
Pretty much all my life. You know, from when I was little, I've always been around, you know, things mechanical. But my dad raced stock cars for a little bit. And then when I was 11 years old, I started in quarter midgets and then have worked my way up, you know, to where I am now. I'm 19, so... almost half my life I've been racing myself, but I've always been around it.
And this is, of course, it's got to be tough for a young driver like you, you know, with this season, with everything that's going on, and you must be just chomping at the bit to get ready to go racing later today at Wilmot, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, off seasons are always long and they go by slow, but, you know, this one's been different, obviously. We know we've been sitting at home a lot, but I've been using iRacing as a valuable tool to try to keep my senses sharp. But other than that, I mean, I've just been waiting so long, but I'm glad to finally, you know, be able to get back in action tonight.
Yeah, it's certainly going to be different, too. I just saw a thing from Badger Midget about how they want you to social distance. They don't want you to just walk. You know, in the past, you could, if you had an issue with an official or something, you could just walk into the, you know, the Badger Midget trailer and talk to the officials there. Now they want you to wait outside and just, have you talked amongst the team in that, how you guys are going to do that, and with visitors coming, you know, because it's the first race of the year, you know, that's always the most... That's the one that everybody wants. Hey, I haven't seen you all year. Everybody's saying hi. I mean, how have you guys talked about that? How you guys are going to do a, you know, go about that in the pit area today?
No, we haven't talked about that, but that's a good point. I mean, you know, we've always, you know, gotten people that have stopped by the pits, you know, have talked to us, you know, just about racing and stuff like that. So it's definitely going to be different. But I think that, you know, we all have the, you know, the same feeling that, you know, we're just glad to be back racing. However, you know, we have to do it. I mean, you know, it's just how it's got to be, but we're all just glad to be back. You know, things are going to be a little different for sure, but it's just going to be good to be back at the track with all of the fans and, you know, the fellow drivers and the officials. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be different, but we're all ready for it.
And then talk about RMS Racing and some of the people that helped you along, some of the sponsors. Go ahead and plug them. How did the team come along, you know, come together, and how did you get hired as a driver?
Well, it all started last year. The last National Midget Week over in Indiana is when we actually met Dave and the guys at RMS Racing. You know, but we've just kept in touch. And then they built a Badger car and had Team Ez come and drive for them and Clinton Boyles. And, you know, so it was cool to have them race with us. You know, and at that time, I didn't think that I would, you know, be their next driver. But, you know, it's just something that kind of fell into place, you know, when Team Ez and Clinton were busy, you know, then I kind of stepped in to drive their car the last two races, and we ended up winning that those two last year, and so I think that kind of solidified this year's deal. But, you know, as far as people we have to thank, you know, I got to thank Dave and Matt Ustep. They're the two main guys at RMS Racing. EnviroFab is another one of their main sponsors. And then my sponsors as well, Burns Automotive, Walby's Place, Shainer's Towing, Lika Tree Service, and, you know, just everybody that is on our car, you know, Mobile One, Valco Wheels, McDermott Plumbing, of course, that's important. But everybody that helps us and them, you know, together is what keeps us going.
And I see a photo, and I noticed her in the victory photo from Angel Park last year. Your number one fan, of course, is Belle, your dog. Tell us about her.
Oh yeah, she's very popular among the races that we go to. Everybody stops by and has to pet the dog. She's become probably the biggest part of our pit crew. Standing here right next to me right now in the motorhome as we're going to the track. So everybody's going to be excited to see her. The last time they saw her, she was still a little puppy. So she's grown a lot for sure.
Excellent. Talking to Chase McDermott, defending Badger Midget champion. And what are your plans for this year? Are we just running the Badger Midget season, or is there any other plans you have?
Nothing set in stone as far as, you know, any other opportunities, but for sure, all the Badger races that, you know, that are scheduled, we're going to be at all of those. I'm hoping to race some Indy National Regional Series, which is another series that's based in Indiana with RMS. So hopefully that comes along. You know, I'm still not sure about what that series is going to do.
Time out of your busy schedule today, and wish you best of luck down at Wilmot tonight for the Badger Midgets.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Thank you guys for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.